My God. This is like the podcast that wouldn't die.
Yeah.
We just can't get in here.
It wouldn't fucking start.
We can't get in here.
They don't. They live?
I think we just have trouble sealing the deal. That's really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for JJ. He has twins.
Listen, y'all save that for Dorkside. Talk about your woes there.
Oh, don't worry. We will.
This is the Darkside Records and Gallery Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Darkside Records and Gallery Podcast. We're just shortening it, I guess. Welcome to the Darkside Records Podcast.
Whoa. We were changing names. We're changing formats, too. We're no longer talking about music. What's happening? I'm uncomfortable.
I think the idea is maybe we're going to start talking about music.
I am uncomfortable.
Look, for 2017, I've set some goals. I've set some body goals. I'm eating a little healthier.
You're already vegan. How do you get healthier than that?
I just eat cardboard.
It's going to be one of those those Aeritarians.
Just lettuce?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
He's going full rabbits.
What's that called? Paleo?
No, I think it's just raw. You're just like a raw. Okay.
What's paleo?
Paleo is
dinosaurs.
Is that carbs, right?
It was like a carb
primitive man
and a meat heavy diet that was popular a couple years ago, and it was supposedly like what primitive man ate is
and
what we should eat.
And then everybody died, and it's now unpopular.
Yeah, I heard about some new diet that's going around currently as well. Now,
is it the liquor Trump diet?
Nope. Just move on.
How can we move on?
That's just poor phrasing, really.
Yeah, I'll come back to that.
You know what I want
to
do? Liquor Trump. See? It just sounds
Which
bad.
One? Ivanka?
Nope. No, stop. Stop. Other goals I've set for 2017, we're going to enhance this podcast.
Enhance.
Mm-hmm.
Enhance.
Now, see, enhanced, do you mean with, like, bonus features?
I mean, in 2017...
Sparkle?
Where he
trigger
just made,
warnings.
Where he just made that noise, that enhanced sound effect, I will put actual sound effects in there.
Oh.
See, we're going to prepare. We're going to come with ideas.
I think we should strive to make them ourselves, since we're all about analog.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
going
to need, like, one of those...
Who's that guy from Police Academy?
Michael Winslow?
Mm.
Yeah.
I was thinking we just need we need a gong on stage here. We need one of those xylophone things that you drag. What's the vertical xylophone?
Mm-hmm,
I don't know what that's called.
Wind chimes, kind of?
Yeah.
Or just chimes,
mounted
I guess.
Chimes?
Yeah.
Chime.
Regular chimes.
Yeah.
It's about chime you brought those to the podcast.
Can we get one of those fishes?
We have a tambourine in the other room.
Oh, yeah. We do.
Okay. Well, we're going to need an old-timey keyboard.
Train mm-hmm. whistle.
And by that, I mean like from the 90s.
Yeah.
By old-timey.
We had to do the thing that they used to do for like baseball broadcasts where they would break a pencil next to the microphone whenever something got hit.
I think that's what our podcast is missing. Theater.
I'm on board with this.
Let's make our own.
All right.
Let's do our own version of War of the Worlds.
Justin Tepper as Orson Welles.
We did say last podcast, or two podcasts ago, that we were going to start our own theatrical production of A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
right.
Do it in the store.
Now, Christmas Story or Carol?
Carol.
Carol, okay.
I like A Christmas Story better.
Christmas Story, Carol
that's
King.
You have glasses.
Dibs on Ralphie.
Fine.
That's not something I thought I'd say out loud ever in my life.
I've never seen A Christmas Story.
Oh, how? What?
I know.
It's on TV.
I'm pretty sure Aaron's with me.
Every year.
Well, I don't watch it.
The TV or A Christmas Story? Or both, I guess.
Well, no, I watch TV. I don't watch Christmas Story.
So what do you...
What do you do on Christmas? I don't know.
Watch cats pee on things?
No. We travel on Christmas, so no cats.
Mm. Must be nice.
I think I drink a lot.
That's pretty common.
What's the last Christmas you remember?
I was six.
And it was good.
Well, I'm going to ruin something about A Christmas Story for you, which is that they actually made a sequel to A Christmas Story. And I believe it's like a – I don't remember the name of it, but it's like a – it's a 4th of July themed movie. And Ralphie is an adult played by – who was – who's the guy from Friends? Not Chandler.
David Schwimmer?
Not David Schwimmer. Who's the other guy?
Matt LeBlanc. Oh,
No, I'm sorry. I always get these two guys confused. It's the guy from Something About Mary who
Ben
put in the
Stiller?
Fake teeth. No, not Ben Stiller.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson wasn't in There's
wasn't
Something About Mary.
I don't know.
Was it the semen? Is it the starring the semen
no.
from the hair?
Remember he was the guy who said he was going to work for Rice-A-Roni?
Yes.
He looks just like Matt LeBlanc in my mind. I always get them confused.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, though.
Oh, Matt Lauer.
Are we talking about the same thing? I feel like we're
on... Matt LeBlanc has better journalism integrity. No, wait, no. Matt Lauer's not the one. Who's the one who lied about the helicopter?
That was Brian Williams.
Right, okay. My mistake. They all sound the same.
The guy I'm thinking of is Matt...
Randy Quaid.
Matt Dillon.
Oh, Matt, yes.
Matt Dillon.
Yep.
This guy, I'm pulling up a picture of Matt Dillon on my phone so everyone can see.
Really looks nothing like Ralphie.
Yeah, it played an adult
or
Ralphie.
Matt LeBlanc.
You know, I guess really I have...
or Matt Lauer.
I do have my IMDb out. I can confirm the name of said movie.
Didn't...
Enhance.
Isn't there a...
Tick, tick, tick.
Enhance. Isn't there a sequel to Christmas Vacation 2?
Yeah,
it was like
Vegas
starring...
Vacation.
No, it was like... There was a Christmas one starring Randy Quaid.
And it was somewhat recent, right?
I don't know about somewhat
right.
Like in the last 10 years?
I was going to say maybe in the last 20 years, but...
I feel like Christmas Vacation was in the last... Oh, no, it
wasn't.
No,
it wasn't.
It was like late 80s.
Brutal. Oy. Happy birthday. Belated birthday, Birdo.
Haven't we covered that already? Did we cover that in the last podcast?
Last podcast, yeah.
When Jesse killed that girl? How's he doing in prison, by the way? Is he doing okay?
Can we have just a quick aside?
He keeps asking for more on his commissary.
I think he's pretty much banned from the podcast now. I'm worried for my safety.
He's also been banned from Metro North.
I'm worried for other people's safety. If you've seen Jesse Tepper around, just bring mace.
Just say hi.
Just say hi and walk away quietly.
Slowly.
Call the police.
Secretly let him punch your ticket.
No, that's the opposite of what I'm saying.
Oh, right. You're right.
Unless you mean it like literally and not suggestively, and then in which case.
Yeah, just let him punch your ticket and help you keep walking.
Hand him your ticket.
Don't get in a car.
Yep. Don't get on. I mean, I guess on the train you're trapped, but. God, he's got the perfect ruse.
Okay. It's called My Summer Story, and it's a sequel. It's a little-known sequel to A Christmas Story. It was originally titled It Runs in the Family, and is another collaboration of director Bob Clark and author Gene Shepard.
They had to know that was going to fail from the beginning, right?
I can't imagine how they would not.
How do they think they were going to make money on that?
I mean,
I guarantee it wasn't a passion project.
They created a film that runs for 24 straight fucking hours every year, and they thought they could.
You're just saying they thought they could do it again, but there's no other. You can't. It's not like everybody's sitting home on Labor Day going, you know what? Let's watch a Summer Tale. What was it called? Summer Tale?
My Summer Story. My Summer Story.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
That's funny. It's credited on IMDb as It Runs in the Family, even though the picture clearly shows it saying My Summer Story.
Wow.
It's got Charles Grodin as the dad.
Oh. Must have been made in the 90s, right?
I'm so sorry. I totally
I
misspoke.
Yourself?
I'm owning up to my mistakes. I'm fact-checking right now. Ralphie was not played by Matt Dillon. He was played... by Macaulay Culkin's brother, Kieran.
Oh. He looks a lot more like Ralphie. Where the hell did you get Matt Dillon?
You know, I have so many questions.
From his dreams.
You know who was also in it? Glenn Shaddix. He played Otho in Beetlejuice.
Oh, okay.
He's dead now.
That's too bad.
He died on September 7th, 2010. It's not going to make the Beetlejuice sequel. This is really more of a dork side that we're going down this road right
here. It's fine. It's
fine. So going back to our podcast and enhancing it, the reason I like...
Enhance.
the reason I like end of the year podcasts is because we actually have our recurring theme podcasts.
It's the one time of the year we've
we
got an idea.
We set out to talk about.
So this episode of the Dark Side Records podcast is dedicated to something that's coming up next week on November 25th.
Thanksgiving.
Well,
no, the day after.
After.
Oh.
The day after that.
My mistake. Hell. I'm sorry. What?
Only if you're in the mall.
Well, true.
But it is, of course, Black Friday, or as we call it, Back to Black Friday. Of course, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is it's put on by Record Store Day, the same organization that does the one in April. And it's same concept, slightly smaller scale, I think. I don't know if that's done intentionally or not. Or
yeah, I think it is. It's not supposed. I mean,
it's not meant to be the same record store day.
It's just like a nice holiday.
This is more your alternative to, you know, the usual activities that happen at your big boxes and
the murders, the tramplings
and such. Yeah. I mean, if there's a trampling here, I mean, it's a good price.
The
only trampling here is trampled by turtles.
Guys? They're fired for the podcast.
And hence.
Rehired. But yeah, so there's a bunch of special releases that are coming out. In addition, we have a bunch of other stuff that we'll talk about, things that are going on that day. We're going to have food trucks. We're going to have live music. We're going to have a huge sale. We're going to have, immediately following that as well, a Small Business Saturday sale.
Small Biz Sat.
And a special
Biz Cas Fry.
A special surprise for Small Biz Sat.
That's strippers?
That's got strippers? Not good for people with alcoholism problems.
Strippers.
Maybe I should phrase that differently.
Or
that's
yeast
not,
intolerances.
Or gluten and yeast intolerances. I like that.
Strippers?
Let me introduce Lil Booch.
Nope.
So, but let's get right to what everyone wants to talk about. The list.
Mm-hmm. It's a list. It's a big list.
Yeah, it's almost, I think, around 200 titles this Black Friday.
Which is, it's about almost half of the annual RSD list.
You want to know, let's talk about something Black Friday adjacent real quick, something that I think first occurred last year, and maybe no one had really thought about, but ever since the switch to Friday Street Date, we're not only getting lots of cool Black Friday pieces, but it seems like the distributors are upping their game for their Friday releases that day as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there's going to be some pretty sweet new releases in addition to just the list itself.
Mm-hmm. And there's even Black Friday first releases, limited run releases. And these are all tying in things that are coming out with Black Friday just to make the day even better.
And you don't just have to think about yourself in this endeavor. I think the original intent for the Black Friday edition was that maybe you could go find a cool gift for somebody else at your local record store.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening to this podcast, we're probably your local record store.
Also, if you're online in the morning, it's probably safe to say that you're not thinking of anyone but yourself. I'm just thinking back to our regular customers who are there on the first. They're selfish.
Then that's fine. Obviously, these releases are limited, and you're collectors.
Mm-hmm.
And
just keep in mind, you know, it's
you do
one
you.
Per customer, so do you really want to give that thing, that cool thing, to your cousin?
No, but
no.
Say, okay.
Look, how dare you talk about Jeffy
cousin.
That
Let's
way.
Let's segue here. Cousin. Let's say you're in line for the Iron Freezing. Maiden piece, right? But then you're looking, and you've got a nephew who's really into, let's say, Gary Clark Jr.
Yeah, fuck your nephew. Wait, what?
You know.
Don't you talk about Lawrence that way, okay? He may be a little devil, but he is adorable, and he's my cousin, and goddamn it, you will show him some respect.
Okay, let's try this again.
Cousin named Lawrence?
So, you're in line for the Iron Maiden piece,
mm-hmm.
but maybe your kid is into the hip-hop, and you think he might want the UGK International Players Anthem on a Texas-shaped 7-inch. That's a pretty cool fucking gift.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's a thing, UGK on a Texas-shaped 7-inch. I'm not just pulling things out of my ass here.
That is a thing.
Well, before we get to the list, let's talk about, really quick, the usual Record Store Day policies that we have.
Okay, so it's, as always, it's one per customer. That's
one copy of item per customer.
Right, it's one copy of each title mm-hmm. per customer of your choice. You don't have to buy. You don't have to buy one of each.
Customer of your choice.
Yeah, customer of your choice.
Okay. Gary, you get
UGK.
Sorry. Go.
What else? It's we always do this menu style. Mm-hmm. So rather than put everything out on a rack and people kind of politely shove each other to get to things, we keep everything behind the counter. And so you just kind of line up, and your place in line determines how quickly you get to the counter. And then you will hand out menus before we open,
mm-hmm.
and you just come on up, and you order what you want.
And you can see the entire list currently on our website, darksiderecordsandgallery.com.
Soon to be darksiderecordsny.com.
You could go there, too.
Yeah,
they're
I
both
mean,
active.
You could try to go there now. You won't get anywhere, but I mentioned
it
anyway.
No list and no information.
But we will also, the day before, which I guess is Thanksgiving proper, we will be putting up our list of what we will actually have in-house. That will be the menu.
Yep, that'll be our official menu. And so,
if you don't see something on that list come Friday morning, we did not get it.
Sorry, bruh.
But I think it's important to note that we do our best to order everything that we think we can sell, mm-hmm. which is, for the most part, pretty much everything on the list. If you have questions, we're happy to try to answer them. But please let you know. Bear in mind that it's going to be a really busy week for us while these boxes showing up, and if we're delayed, or if you get Roberto and he's cranky, just bear with us, and we'll get you the info as soon as we can.
When I tell you to fuck off, it's with love and a modicum of respect.
That's just good parenting, right there.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, another thing. Once you buy your Record Store Day stuff,
get out.
No. You're free to shop everything else in the store. We are going to have sales, and obviously we already have lots of cool shit. So browse around, and we will have a completely separate register. That way you don't have to wait in the Record Store Day line. It keeps things moving faster.
And if you're coming just to shop regular things, you do not have to wait in the Record Store Day line.
Yeah,
you can just come right on in, shop, pay.
Let's say you're a reluctant spouse or significant other.
You can do other things.
You can just come in. You could say, you know what? You freeze your balls off. I'm going inside.
But line cutters will be penalized
mm-hmm.
somehow.
Speaking of weather, though, I think last year was pretty mild, and hopefully we get the same treatment this year.
Let's
check the weather real quick, see if we're that far out.
Lately, it's been like 40s in the morning. It's not too bad.
I do feel like the past couple days especially have been uncomfortably warm. Like I've been layering and then going outside without looking at the weather, and it's just been way too warm.
Well, currently, it's saying it's sunny in 45.
Okay.
For next Friday. Okay. So
now, what does the Doppler radar say? Can you bring us to the map?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just going to need a link.
Now to JJ with the weather.
You know what we should have done? We should have gotten our weatherman friend to do a little segment for the podcast for us about weather that day.
Oh, right. We have a weatherman friend.
That would be funny.
We still can.
Maybe, yeah.
I believe the professional term is meteorologist.
Yes, yes. I'll see if I can make that happen.
If you want to get really cool, see if he would do it in front of a screen and a video that we could post on our YouTube.
That'd be... We'll try. We'll try.
Okay. Okay. Enhance.
Enhance.
It will be cold. Doors open at 9 a.m. It's 1 hour earlier than usual. There's usually a line, so plan ahead. Dress warmly if you plan on coming early and waiting. On Record Store in April, we actually had someone come. We asked,
9 p.m.
We asked for campers.
We got campers.
And we got campers.
Mm-hmm. Not yet a tent. I'm still waiting on a tent.
Mm-hmm.
Pitch a tent at your own risk. Take that as you will.
You might snuggle with Artie. As we warn every Record Store day.
But people who have been calling, I always tend to tell them, come as early as you think you can stand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We will.
If you freeze to death in the line, well, we're going to take your picture and exploit it. Just saying, you gave your last ounce of, what do they call it in the Civil War? The last measure of devotion to Record Store Day?
We'll take it.
Sure.
Yeah. We'll take it.
There will be a food truck. Freets of New York is going to be here. They're an awesome poutine-themed food truck.
Putin-themed food truck?
They're a Putin-themed food truck.
I am all about this.
It's all beets and sauerkraut.
And deer penis.
That's what I assume.
Deer
Russians
penis
eat.
Soup is a big thing in Russia.
Oh, okay, cool. But
that's
they
gonna make JB fall off the vegan wagon. Oh, some deer dick.
Mmm. We call it vegan killer.
Is it soup? It's stirred with a deer's penis, or is it actually like sliced up in the soup?
Like an alive deer who just like leans down slightly, just swirls it around a couple times, and then walks away.
Here's how to make that noise. They go.
they're dismissed like every five bowls after rotate because the shmagma runs out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Anyway.
It's deer. They're not.
So, poutine.
Hygienic.
This one is extra frothy. Mmm. Is how I like deer penis soup.
So, are we saying that Vladimir Putin eats deer dick? Is that.
Look.
We're all being assassinated now.
There's a.
But you'll never know about it.
That's right.
This has been a great last episode of the Dark Side Records podcast.
Especially since Roberto already doesn't have any hair, so we won't know if his hair starts falling out.
Mm-hmm.
Next episode, you just hear, this episode is last episode. Everyone is got cancer.
I am JB. Definitely same person as before.
Is that Family Guy joke? This is Shoe and Shoelace. The end.
So there will be a poutine truck. Poutine being fries with cheese curds.
Or other toppings.
Is that the right phrasing?
Yeah, curds? Cheese curds
with the chunkies.
That's appetizing to you guys.
Yes.
The chunkies. That's appetizing. Chunkies, yeah. You are gross individuals. They will be outside.
You are just in the wrong here.
They'll be outside with their truck. They're going to have plenty of other food, too.
Like
they're
coffee?
They're going to have coffee. They're going to have things for breakfast. They'll be hanging out. So don't worry. Your chance of dying is going down slightly.
We got you, booze.
We got chew booze.
Chew
booze.
Chew booze. What's a chew boo?
And hence.
All right, so let's talk about some titles that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And now to JB with the titles.
JB, here. I just picked a couple that I liked.
Alice in Chains.
I'll start.
You. You took my list.
I'll just start with one that I'm excited about. Alice in Chains is putting out an LP version, a 12-inch LP version of Live Facelift. Live record, Alice in Chains, Lane Staley.
Yeah, I think I remember reading that was recorded in like 1990 or something like that. Yeah. So right at the height of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I believe before the downswing. Before the plunger hit the heroin. Actually, to be fair, it was probably already in there.
Wow. Wow.
What? That's a phrase. Everyone uses that.
You know, at first I thought you were going to make a toilet joke with that, and then I realized you went with so much worse.
Nope, I went with heroin.
So much worse.
I don't know if heroin's worse than toilets.
I think I'm doing this wrong.
Told you you didn't have to pee on anything to get high. Me?
Sure.
I think one of the pieces I'm excited about is the Muddy Waters, the London Muddy Waters sessions.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody remembers, I think it was maybe last Black Friday or maybe two record store days ago, there was the Howlin' Wolf London sessions, which was fucking awesome.
I think
it might have been last Black Friday, but super well done, nice tip-on jacket, heavyweight vinyl.
Yeah, because that was
it was a Brookvale piece.
Brookvale, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Brookvale's back with the London Muddy Waters sessions this time, and I'm stoked about that one.
So there's Alice in Chains.
Is it Live Facelift?
Yes. okay, going to my next piece. The soundtrack. Surprise, surprise.
Here we go.
Chinatown. That was done by Jerry Goldsmith.
China.
If any of you who are like classic kind of Hollywood cinema fans, Chinatown was a big Jack Nicholson film, like a detective noir
if they were
story.
Big Hollywood classic cinema films, wouldn't they already know that? You're telling.
Suck my dear dick.
Is that D-E-A-R?
Aw, then it's special.
The dear dick.
Aw.
So that should be pretty cool. The Record Store Day version is on gold vinyl, limited edition.
Cool. Something that came out recently, not Black Friday related, is they just put out a bunch of represses of Erykah Badu's early records, which I was so excited to see them on LP, finally. And they're putting out, for Black Friday, her But You Can't Use My Phone LP.
The cover art to that is really cool.
It's super cool.
Apparently, it's something about a duet with Andre 3000 on that record.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
Andre 3000?
What?
He died.
No.
No, what?
What am I thinking of?
Lincoln.
Tim Dog?
Nope, I'll tell you exactly what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of Bernie Mac, who was in the movie Mr. 3000.
What?
Okay, I guess there's some sort of a slant rhyme.
3,000!
Yeah.
3,000.
Yeah.
It's all the same.
Okay, so this one I think is just, I don't know, it's pretty fucking cool. It's the Isaac Hayes Do Your Thing 12-inch, which is the entire 33-minute funk session by Isaac Hayes. I think he just, like, from what I've read about it, he goes in and out, and it's just like this crazy 30-minute-long jam. I just, how could that not fucking rule?
Sweet.
I wasn't listening.
You don't care about my needs.
Isaac Hayes.
Okay.
There's going to be a Guar picture disc.
I think it's a 7-inch.
Seven inch picture disc. One side is Odorous. One side is whoever the new guy is, the original Beefcake the Mighty, who's come back to the band to be the lead singer in Odorous's stead.
Odorous is dead, right?
Yeah, yes. Then that chick replaced him, and then she's gone.
And then Bernie Mac stepped in.
Nope.
That's Bernie 3000 you're thinking of.
Yeah. That's the cross Mr. between Bernie 3000. Sanders and Andre 3000. Another one. I'm trying to pick other ones that people may not know are coming out.
I just picked stuff that I was interested in.
Yeah, like some of these I'm interested in. Like this one, not for me, but I think it's a cool reissue of a classic hip-hop record. They're doing Jungle Brothers, Done by the Forces of Nature, which is their first record, I believe, and it's been out of print for a long time.
There's going to be a repress of Run DMC's Christmas in Hollis.
Also, while we're on the Christmas theme, Rudy Ray Moore, This Ain't No White Christmas.
Yeah. I just thought of the one that I think I'm most excited about.
I'm ready.
You know,
I'm ready.
Is it the soundtrack to The Wonder Years, the classic television show?
No, although, you know, dibs Winnie Cooper, but...
I think she's... I don't know if she... Has she aged well?
You do? I have no idea. I just remember her. I'm only thinking of her as I remember her as a...
12-year-old?
Preteen. No, like preteen when that show... I was maybe 7 or something when I used to watch that show.
Right, but she was like 30 at the time as an actress playing like a 16-year-old.
Really?
What would you do?
That's fucking Joe Cocker.
If I sang out of tune.
I'm walking out on you.
It's a theme song. Wonder Years.
Yeah,
come on.
I know, but it's
not. While you're doing your Wonder Years bit, I'm going to sing.
I don't think it was.
Maybe it is.
The
Joe Cocker version.
Maybe it is. Yeah.
It's not the Beatles.
No, it's not the Beatles. Maybe it is the Joe Cocker.
I think it's the Joe Cocker as well. When while you talk about the Wonder Years, I'm just going to go ahead and just sing the theme song underneath you.
Oh, I'm not talking about the Wonder Years. He inserted that inside me.
No,
I didn't want it.
Excited about. I think we can all agree.
There was no consent on the Wonder Years. Okay, so the piece I'm actually most excited about is the Timothy Leary, The Psychedelic Experience reissue.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was one of my picks, too.
It's so fucking cool.
With a little help from my friends.
I guess it's the 50th anniversary, and they're pressing on magenta splatter wax.
Cool. There's a Napalm Death and Melt Banana split 7-inch. That was...
Oh, yeah, you were big on this one.
I was big into this one. I went to see the Melvins Napalm Death and Melt Banana tour. That was the one where I went to Webster Hall, and I got there, I think, at... I want to say it was around 9 o'clock. And I saw the Melvins loading equipment, and I was like... Nice. All right. Perfect timing. And then someone informed me that they were actually getting off the stage. I had missed Melt Banana. I had missed the Melvins. And then I just sadly pouted as I watched Napalm Death.
So is that why whenever we go with you to a show, we usually end up being late? Is that just the curse of JB?
No, that's, yeah. That's Jenny. Oh. That's Jenny.
Oh, passing the buck.
Accident.
Look, she probably doesn't listen to this, though, so you can get away with it.
There's JB time, and then there's Jenny time. Okay? JB time is like a solid... 15. Okay. Jenny time is 30 plus. It's just, it's the nature of who we are. It's cut into the fabric of our beings.
So now do you, when we're running on Jenny time, if we're picking both of you up for an event,
it's Jenny
time. Is it 45 minutes? Do we combine the two?
Yeah. I would say that's about right.
Yeah, because last time we showed up, we were hanging out with a dog for like a good half hour while he put pants on.
Look, I take a long time to put pants on.
Yeah, sure you do.
I'm going to give a shout out.
I mean, they're very tight, but they can't be that tight.
I'm going to give a shout out to one of Girk's choices here.
Ooh.
I know he was excited about it. I don't know how you say it. I don't know if
Lil Yachty?
No, well, that's on his list too, but the DRAM or DRAM or DRAM. I don't know what it stands for.
Them boys.
But they're putting out Broccoli, which is, you know, a euphemism. If you will.
That sounds delicious.
So it's a picture-shaped, it's a 7-inch that's die-cut in the shape of a broccoli rolling up a joint.
Interesting.
So you can take a guess what the song might be about.
It's about healthy eating.
Vegetables?
And- Yeah. Veganism. Being late as a result of it.
I always wanted to get a tattoo that said it was a picture of broccoli with like a, like with, it was like an x-ray of broccoli with a skeleton inside of it and a fork and knife crossed behind it. And it was going to say, eat fast, die slow.
Another one that I'm excited about is the Frank Frost record, which is this classic blues record that has been long out of print and super hard to find. And I guess from what I understand, it's one of Sam Phillips' last recordings that he ever did.
Cool.
At Sun Records.
Now he's dead, right?
I like that everything you picked for these... like wonderful, deep, like great significant reasons than all the ones I picked. I'm like, hey, there's a Motley Crue picture disc. It's got a logo in it. It's Motley Crue.
Or
hey,
the ones that Berto picked that were just, hey, I want to hear the noises that Jack Nicholson drove around to.
And that black guy who does porn tapes.
Rudy Ray Moore?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So my I got one here that is not not what Jack Nicholson drove around to.
You don't know.
Is what he ate corn on the cob too? De Niro's cob.
Blue Man Group is releasing a record, a windowed release for Blue. I think you would be a little more excited about it because now we can finally revisit our tube drum idea.
Are you going to blue yourself?
I might blue myself.
Well, that brings us into the Black Friday first and the limited run ones. There's a couple cool limited runs, which I thought also JJ might be interested in.
Oh?
Although you probably already own these, let's be honest. Electric Wizard, who always seems to put something out for Record Store Day. Like,
yeah, I wonder if that's a legal thing. I'm not sure. Like, because they've been embroiled in all sorts of owns the rights.
Is it called today the last?
It was the last record, so now it's coming out in another color, mm-hmm. of which I can't remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was supposed to be pulled, right? Or something.
Yeah, yeah, it was pulled. Like I remember, we had it when it first came out, and then we also had the. I think there was a Record Store Day version of it.
Correct. I want to say
and
it was
then
like
they,
silver
like,
and
tried
brown.
To recall them, but we had already sold them all. So if you got that one, heads off to you.
Interesting.
Say heads off to you.
It was like it was a cross between heads off and hats off. So it just sort of happened.
Mm-hmm. They're putting out Witch Cult today on a 2 LP limited to 1,000.
Berta, are you going to pick up the Popeye soundtrack?
The Robin Williams Popeye?
Yeah, as performed by Harry Nilsson.
Oh.
No, actually, that wasn't on my list.
Still an interesting piece.
It is an interesting piece. I was looking at the Lone Survivor soundtrack done by Explosions in the Sky.
Ooh.
It's not what Jack Nicholson drove around to. It's what Mark Wahlberg died to. Not actually, he's okay.
What?
But, you know, they all died. No. He was the Lone Survivor. Never mind.
So what he survived to?
He's okay.
Here's a cool piece. The Jocko soundtrack is coming out on LP finally. And that's cool because Jocko records are pretty hard to come by. Like usually if we do get them used, they fly out the door as soon as the used twos list goes up. And other than that, like there's as far as I know, there's not many reissues of them.
And we had one actually that came in this week for used twos.
Yeah, yeah. It might be gone already.
Oh. Quick side note is that if you don't know, we put out all of our used new arrivals on Tuesdays. We send out an email late Monday night that is the list. So if you're not on our email list, this is a perk. You get early access. You get to be in the know.
Hey, there's My Little Pony. Magic. No, Friendship is Magic. Explore something. Equestria.
You are a shameful brony.
I'm not a brony.
You are.
I am just.
Your lack of commitment to your broniness.
That bronies might be into.
You just like.
I am not a brony.
BronyCon, you should just sell your ticket now because they're not going to even let you in with that little knowledge of Friendship is Magic. Okay?
You got better knowledge? You got more knowledge?
Funny side story is that when they released the latest version of the iPhone iOS software, they integrated GIF searches into texting to make it easier to send GIFs, which is probably my favorite thing they've ever done.
That's all you do.
To the software.
I'm pretty sure half the things you respond to.
I only communicate in GIFs, correct?
Wait, but, it's in the software? I don't see GIFs.
When it first came out, I'll show you where it is.
I want GIFs.
When it first came out, if you typed the word butt, one of the first results was a extremely pornographic, anthropomorphized version of one of the My Little Ponies spreading their butthole open. Let's just say I got flagged and Apple got a little shit for that.
A little slap on the wrist.
I mean, they don't get much. Let's be real.
Sound effect.
Enhance.
Okay, that can't be the only sound effect we use.
JJ has walked away right now. He's tending to important things right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a Soundgarden release. It's one of the Black Friday firsts. It's Satan Oscillate My Metallic Sonatas. One
I
word.
I will do no such thing to you.
Satan, I'll say
to it's inappropriate to ask.
Satan, you I'll say my metallic sonata.
That up.
Which is kind of cool. It is a 5-song EP that came out with special editions of Bad Motorfinger. So this is early Soundgarden. It's got covers, it's got a live song, and all of these have been very difficult to come by, only on deluxe editions of things, and now they're finally going to be released on vinyl, on a 12-inch.
Cool.
All the magic is gone without JJ here. It's so hard to... He's the heart of this podcast.
We could talk about other things, like Doctor Strange.
Welcome to the Dork Side Records podcast.
Drop in, if you will.
If you don't listen to our other podcast, you're probably not missing much. Well, while we're waiting for JJ, why don't we talk about some of the things that we have coming up on Black Friday. If you go to Facebook, go to our Facebook page, we actually have we have an event set up for it already with all the details, everything that's going to be happening, everything that's coming up. We, of course, like I mentioned before, we're going to have food trucks. Freaks of New York is going to be coming.
Is it just the one? Is it food truck?
Just one. Just one this time. Okay.
So truck.
Just truck.
You've
just
been misspeaking for the last, 3 weeks. Truck.
We have food truck coming. They're that good. That's right. I went there.
I mean, they should be careful, though, because sometimes food trucks that come here, they explode a week later. So...
Well, they've already been here once. They were
that's
here.
True. They were here for that thing.
For our bazaar and didn't explode. So
okay, that's a plus.
They already have a 200% better rate of non-exploding than Record Store Day.
I miss El Guapo, though.
I know.
Those were fucking good tacos.
I know.
Damn it. Why did Jesse Tepper have to blow up El Guapo's tacos?
Oh, Jesse Tepper every time with that guy. And his stupid Brooklyn accent. We're going to have live music in the store. It's going to be mellow this year. No full band. It's going to be acoustic. It's going to be chilled. It's going to be a good vibe. We've got Ciara. I'm going to totally mispronounce her last name. I want to say it's Fragale.
Fragile?
Might be Fraggle.
Fraggle Rock.
As in the rock.
Fraggle from the rock.
That she's going to bring some rock.
Okay.
To the store. I'm so
that
sorry.
Sound mellow
I'm,
at all.
I'm
that
so
sounds,
sorry
sound
for
mellow.
Butchering your last name. I'm so sorry. And Patrick Collins, who actually, he's an acoustic singer-songwriter from the Hudson Valley. He actually played here a couple weeks back at a show, and he's going to be coming back playing on this very stage. So we're going to do kind of like afternoon live music.
An afternoon delight, if you will.
I think I will.
Skyrockets in flight.
Boo! Hudson Valley Comic Con folks are going to be here. They're going to have a tent set up. They were here for Record Store Day, flying around drones, giving away prizes, doing all kinds of fun stuff. So I'm sure there's going to be some crazy...
Maybe there'll be Catwoman.
There's going to be some kind of cosplayers here, I'm sure. There's going to be some weird shit. For the listeners that can't see the creepy cat claw hand motion that Birdo's making at me, it's kind of like a, Eartha Kitt Catwoman from Batman 66.
Wow.
I don't think she sounded like that at all, but...
Neither of our impersonations were accurate.
I'm just going to go Borat for everyone from now on. We'll probably have a radio station here. I think WRV is going to come. It's going to be WRV or WPDH. One of those guys. They'll be here. They're doing a bunch of contests. You can sign up to win some shit. I don't even know.
I'm pretty sure they just come so their street team can hang out in the store.
I'm pretty sure, exactly. They just want to come and shop and hang out on a Record Store Day, which I don't fault you. It's all good. So come, talk to them, get some free stuff. We're going to be doing a bunch of giveaways. We're going to have a huge sale. The sale information is going to go up on Thursday night as well with the menu so you can see everything. We're going to have a store-wide sale, used, new. We're going to be introducing a couple new things. Surprise, surprise.
Like what?
I see you looking at me. You're very confused.
Oh, wait. I think I'm okay.
We're going to be introducing our first vinyl care product, the Dark Side Superwash.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be on hand. We source
out.
You can
do a lot of things with that. You can clean records.
Mm-hmm.
It's also flammable.
Mm-hmm.
You can wash cars.
Clean
enamel off bones.
My lawyer is telling me not to use it for any of those things except for record cleaning. Barry Goldbaum, he's standing behind me.
Yep, Barry's a good man.
As he does every podcast. Shaking his
Barry
head.
And I don't get along very well.
We are going to be introducing as well our new expanded starter kit offerings. If you've come to the store before, you know, you go to the back room under the hi-fi sign. We got a bunch of turntables back there.
Right now it's just iffy.
And we have a... Because the H fell down. You're correct. It is iffy.
It's pretty iffy room.
If you go back there, we have a kit that's set up. It is an Audio-Technica LP60 turntable, a great turntable, two sets of M-Audio-powered speakers, a record brush, and the whole thing comes with a $35 credit to the store, so you can actually pick up some vinyl so you can play it on your brand new turntable.
Probably clarify that it's one set of two speakers.
No, it's two speaker sets of one speaker each.
Barry?
Barry's instructing me that I should stop speaking. So what we're going to be introducing is a brand new Bluetooth turntable starter kit.
Nothing sounds better than analog sound.
Stop it.
Squeezed
Stop.
Through a digital Barry. Output.
Barry. Perfect.
Basically, Barry has a whole cabinet that's labeled Shit Berto Says.
He
then needs to prepare defenses for.
Constantly filing paper. So there's been a number of super cool turntables that have come out in the past couple years using Bluetooth wireless technology, which is used all the time for speaker setups in current home stereos. You have your Bose.
As well as headphones. That's a big thing now, too, with the introduction of the iPhone 7, where they reneged on the jack.
On the 3.5mm jack. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of those in stock, in fact. We have a couple of the Urbaneers with Bluetooth capability. Yep. So if you have a new iPhone and no 3.5mm jack, don't sweat it. You'll be okay.
And you don't want to be another person at the gym wearing Beats. You can be another person at the gym wearing Urbaneers.
Are you the person wearing Beats?
Listen, they're very convenient.
They're comfortable. We discussed this.
Shut up.
So we've got a Bluetooth turntable with wireless speakers, so you can set them up really however you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want to put some speakers on the ceiling? You want to dance on the ceiling and play Lionel Richie album? It's the best reference I have to
Well, wireless. That wraps us up here at the Dark Side Gallery podcast.
JJ's back.
He's back.
Thank God.
All right. So where are we?
Since you were gone, we're just in the middle of talking about the Bluetooth starter kit that we're putting out.
Yeah. Did you guys talk about what's in the starter kit?
We had some...
It's got Bluetooth.
Yeah, Bluetooth.
It's got a Bluetooth-compatible turntable.
It comes with a set Bluetooth of Beats speakers. By Dre headphones?
No. So it's an Audio-Technica LP60.
Mm-hmm.
It's Bluetooth-capable, so it comes in black, white, or blue.
Cool.
And then we're going to be pairing it with some Canto YU3-powered speakers, which are also Bluetooth. So the turntable connect directly, so it allows you to be a little more wireless if space is a concern or... If you just really hate cords.
Now, with those speakers, would the customer have the option to also connect it to other Bluetooth devices?
Yeah, they are Bluetooth speakers.
So they can
speakers,
hook up
so
their
you could pair your phone with it. You could pair your laptop with it. And
there's
it also has
surround sound porn.
It also has traditional analog input, so you can you could run regular other analog components in it. I believe it also has an optical audio input, so you could run like an optical out of a CD player or something.
Whoa. Okay.
Or for your small home theater setup?
Yeah. Yeah, it's they're pretty cool speakers. When I went to Baltimore for the record store conference this year, Canto was actually there with a setup, which is what inspired me to want to do this because in my mind, I was kind of shitting on Bluetooth setups until
Bluetooth has come a long way in the last few years.
It really has.
The connectivity used to be horrible. I used to have, and one of my old cars... It didn't come with Bluetooth, so I had to get one of those little visor things.
Oh, I remember that. And
it was terrible.
In your BMW, right?
Yeah. It was rough.
Rough times.
Rough times. I suffered in that BMW. God damn it.
So we're introducing that. We're introducing our record wash.
Superwash.
And all the things you can do with it.
Yeah. Should we talk about Small Business Saturday real quick?
Sure.
So the following day is Small Business Saturday, which is created, I think, 4 years ago now.
Something like that, yeah.
As sort of like another alternative to your big Black Friday shopping at big box stores. And it's actually put on by American Express, which I know sounds counterintuitive to Small Business Saturday, but what they're doing is they're trying to incentivize their members or their cardholders, I don't know what you want to call them, go out and use their Amex at small businesses, and they give you like extra credits on your statement, you're also supporting
local businesses. Yeah, you get, I think I'm... triple points for registered businesses. So where it used to be, you get 1 point for a dollar spent on your card, you get 3 for every dollar you spend.
Clearly, Roberto has an American Express card.
That is how triple points works.
Yes.
For one, you get 3.
Oh, math. But so it's become a real big thing around here. So we actually do completely different sales from Black Friday, so it's a whole new day.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely we'll still have some leftovers from Black Friday if you couldn't make it on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to be doing something pretty cool that we teamed up with.
Yeah. We're going to be having an after party on Saturday, after Small Business Saturday. It's sort of the culmination of Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. It's going to be, once again, at Underground Coffee and Ales in Highland. They're great. But the special treat that we have for you is we partnered with Underground Coffee and Ales.
And North River Hops and Brewing.
And we're putting out...
a beer.
A beer. A
beer.
A burr.
Hey, Bert. Bert, you want a beer?
Yeah, I don't know. What kind of beer? You're going to be a little snobby here. What do we got?
I was just really saying, hey, Bert, but it kind of worked out that I looked at you and your name is Berto.
It is a rich and creamy analog blonde stout.
It's called
a lot of those were adjectives, not actual.
33's company.
I feel sexually harassed by what you just told me.
Wait till it goes in your mouth.
Oh. It is, as JJ just said, it's called 33's Company. It's a little play on 33 and a third, which is your average record speed. Our three businesses coming together for the third time.
Also that TV show about that orgy.
And yep. it's half of Satan.
It has each keg has a little piece of John Ritter in it.
Aww. You know how much we paid for that Ritter? Come on. Premium.
And so we're in for that. We're going to be bringing a turntable and some wax with us, and we'll be spinning it at the bar while we serve the beer.
You can get the beer at North Rivers Brewery on Route 9 in Wappingers Falls. You can get it at Underground. It'll probably be some other places as well.
I think it... yeah, I'm not sure yet, but come drink the beer. Hang out with us.
Exactly. Go support those two businesses as well on Small Business Saturday. They're fucking awesome. So go see them, and we'll be there after we close on Small Business Saturday, a little after 9 o'clock. We'll hang out for a few, spin some tunes. We'll get drunk.
Have some meat.
We're all going to have meat.
We're all going to have meat.
I'll watch politely.
We're all going to have meat, or your career's on the line.
I didn't tell him, but there's meat in the beer.
Oh, son of a fuck.
It's a deer penis beer.
Stirred with the deer.
And hence.
I can't make the deer noise, but that was your first place for it.
It's got real deer penis in every can.
Bloop.
It's a swizzle.
Bloop. Sound effects. So that's what's going on for Black Friday weekend. We hope you will, of course, come and join us. We've got a lot of great stuff planned. We're really excited. We can't wait to see all of you here in the store.
Some of you I can wait to see. But I'm not going to say who. I'm sorry. I'm happy to see everybody.
You got to make it negative.
Happy to see everybody.
He's cranky today. He's very cranky.
Ugh, God damn it.
See?
He's very cranky. See what happens?
All right. So...
sorry, so that's
about does it, right?
That's it for this podcast. We will, of course, be recording at Black Friday. We're going to release that as a podcast. And our next podcast is going to be our top tens of 2016 podcast.
But we got to push that towards the end of December because I hate doing it when there's still potential for albums to be coming out. Good albums.
We're going to do it the earliest we can in December.
And by that, he means the end.
So if you have a top 10 list and you want to send it, you want to send it our way early, we'll feature it on our site. We'll feature it on our Facebook. We'll feature it on this podcast. We'll talk about our favorite albums that have come out.
But if it's too early, we're probably going to lose it.
No, I've already got commitments from people for their top tens this year.
Already? That's bold.
Yeah, I was talking to our old friend Craig Decatur, and he's going to give me his this year, even though he moved to North Carolina.
I've already started mine.
Yeah, I've got a running list in my phone that I'm keeping just to try to be able to remember them.
I think I've got like 6 or 7.
Yeah,
at the moment.
I'm there. Yeah, I like. And then I just gotta sit down, put the effort into it, arrange it.
Mm-hmm. My constant struggle every year, being a soundtrack nerd, is that not all the things that released are original to this year. So some of them are reissues, so they don't count.
Well, for this year's top tens, we're gonna have two categories. One is gonna be new releases. One is gonna be favorite reissues. So think about both.
You're
of
throwing
those.
A curveball now in motherfucking November.
You got a month. You got a month to think about it.
But until then, we'll see you on Black Friday and Small Business Saturday.
That's right. So, on behalf of the Dark Side Records podcast, I'm JB.
I'm Dark.
I'm Berto.
I'm Lil Booch. We didn't even talk about the Twisted release that's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
There's
a Twisted release coming out.
It's Juggalos.
Check the list.
Justin will be in Juggalo makeup that day selling it.
I'll be at Underground. I'll be dressed in mud flaps, but...
What does that costume even consist of? I guess we'll find out.
Yep.
He's just going to come dressed like a trucker.
It just looks like your face.
Okay.
All right.